Savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. An explosion in New York City. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It happened a short time ago at the subway station at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue in Manhattan. And as you can hear, there's a lot of fire trucks, police moving into the area, trains being diverted around the area, which is also home to the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't know many more details yet about this explosion. Moving now to Alabama.
We're running a campaign that's going after votes across the state. They're not. They're in hiding.
Democrat Doug Jones says he believes Roy Moore's accusers, hopes other voters do too, as the White House steps up the support the day before the special Senate election. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Alabama voters are hearing a familiar voice on the phone.
Get out and vote for Roy Moore.
Robocalls from President Trump ahead of the Alabama Senate special election. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says the White House wants a Republican to take the seat.
To vote for lower taxes and more secure borders, certainly less regulations.
Republicans say the election is about not giving Democrats a chance to derail the president's agenda before the 2018 midterms. Dave?
Rachel, a giant wildfire chasing more people away in California.
Evacuation order means that you need to leave your residence or your business immediately.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown, some wealthy homes of celebrities among those in danger as the fire has spread from Ventura County, where nearly 800 houses and buildings burned down. More anger at America. Security forces firing tear gas at protesters upset over the U.S. recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The Palestinian president says he will not meet with Vice President Pence when he visits next week.
The vice president's office has now put out a statement. It reads in part, and I quote, "It's unfortunate that the Palestinian Authority is walking away again from an opportunity to discuss the future of the region."
Fox's David Lee Miller in Jerusalem. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Again, our top Fox News story still developing. An explosion has happened on the New York City subway line. It happened in Manhattan around 42nd Street and 8th Avenue. The New York Fire and Police Departments and first responders are on the scene. We don't have much more information than that at the moment. More tough talk from North Korea.
If North Korea attempts to threaten or do anything to destabilize us or our allies, we absolutely will utterly destroy them.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley. This is the U.S., South Korea, and Japan do missile tracking exercises this week, and Japan goes shopping.
Japan's defense minister revealing plans to purchase air-to-surface missiles amid heightened tensions over North Korea's military activities. The move is likely to cause controversy because Japan's military policy normally focuses on defense. The country's constitution, drawn up after World War II, is a pacifist one, banning the use of force to settle international disputes. But the defense ministry is saying this purchase is a defensive one, although the medium-range missiles would be capable of striking North Korea. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Well, Wall Street stock futures are flat before today's trading. A cartoon is still America's top movie.
It was another big week for Disney Pixar animated feature Coco as the film took the top spot at the box office for the third consecutive week.
Pretty much everyone gets together, even Great Grandma Coco.
And the winner is...
Coco took in $18 million this weekend, bringing its domestic total to more than $135 million. Taking second place, DC superhero flick Justice League.
There's an attack coming from far away.
Justice League passed the $200 million mark domestically. Rounding out the top five were Wonder, The Disaster Artist, and Thor Ragnarok. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
In about 10 minutes, the Golden Globe nominations will come out for this year's top movies and TV shows. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good morning, Monday. Explosion near Times Square, so obviously that has my attention. It's on TV right now, sorting it out. No idea anything except what I'm reading on the screen right now, but anything New York, an explosion has my attention.
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Monday, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. The weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Well, it's December 11. What do we look like?
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Today's high 48, 20. Our low this evening, partly cloudy and windy tomorrow. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour. High 29, low 18. 41 the high on Wednesday with some clouds. We have a chance of precipitation, just slight, and high 41, low 24 expected. Currently 28 at ESPN 93.5.
Well, and you had snow in the east, you had snow in the south. No snow really here in the middle part of the country, so we keep our eyes on that. But they had, was it Buffalo and Indianapolis? It was a good old-fashioned snowstorm yesterday that the Bills won in overtime.
Yeah.
And who won it? Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo Stanton?
What was his name?
I don't know. But I know he strikes out too much. Who wants him? I'm so glad the Cardinals. Woo!
Cardinals have Luke Gregerson.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's something.
Fell off the cliff last year. They're hoping he comes back. He wasn't very good last year.
Oh,
Luke
shoot.
Gregerson was...
with the Astros?
Yeah, I mean, he was on the World Championship Astros team, but he was... 47 saves in 3 years, but only one last year, and kind of a higher ERA and lost his velocity. Other than that, we're good. Oh, yeah. No idea. Anyway, yeah, it was kind of a bummer. Yankees get Giancarlo Stanton. Is that not Maris and Mantle? Is this not the Bronx Bombers? Are they not back? Is this not unbelievable to have Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton on the same team? Miami got nothing for him. I mean, I know Miami wanted to trade with the Cardinals. Cardinals were offering some stuff. And they get Starlin Castro? Yeesh, okay. And then he'd take $265 million of the $295 owed. So that's the deal. They good deal for the Yankees. Man, they're going to be a mess. They're going to be hard to play. They might hit 300 home runs as a team, and that's like a lot. So, anyway, that's a little baseball news here this morning. A winter baseball trade meetings are going on this week. And the Cardinals apparently are looking at Manny Machado, third base superstar for the Baltimore Orioles. I don't know about Manny. He only makes $5 million, but next year is his money year. So after one more year, the Cardinals would... I would never trade for Manny Machado unless you had a deal to extend past a year, because they'd have to give up, like I heard, Colton Wong, Michael Wacha, Jack Flatter, three really good players. To get a one-year guy, I wouldn't do it. But he's a star. That's the latest I've heard there. And other than that, I haven't heard much about the Cardinals, who need stuff to compete against those Chicago Cubs and Milwaukee Brewers and some of those other teams in the NL Central. Fighting Illini at Las Vegas. I fell asleep, but taped it. And woke up at 1 a.m. and watched it in a half an hour. And, man, was it fast. I have some Brad Underwood comments that you did not hear because it was too darn late. I'll play those for you at 7:20. There's just some stuff happening. You know, I know we haven't had a quality win yet, but I like this. I mean, not losing, but I like what I'm seeing with this style of play. It's fun, and it's going to work. It just, we got to get her going. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mondays we like talking with political strategists and an author of a book called From Clients to Crooks, An Insider Reveals the Real Washington, D.C., Leslie Sorrell from the country of Belize, because she was so engaged she had to do a political holic kind of a washout and stand down, and here she is on the phone talking politics. Hi, Leslie.
Good morning.
How's the book selling?
It's doing great. I just had an investigative reporter do a piece in the Dallas Morning News, and, you know, there's so many members of Congress in the Dallas area, it really localized it for people. Hmm. So we have seen sales skyrocket after that hit.
It's good that women are stepping up. It's great that we're exposing some of these jerky guys. Where does this go politically, do you think?
I don't think we're going to see the end of this. I think long term, you'll probably see more women in Congress in the next few years. You know, there's going to be more people that resign. We've heard numbers as high as 40 that are going to be under investigation.
Is this, I know it's across the aisle. Are there more than one, is more Democrats, more Republicans, anything on that?
We haven't heard specifics, but I think we can, it's pretty safe to conclude that it's the one thing doesn't know a political party, sexual misconduct, and it's something Congress can agree on right now.
Yeah, and I'm all for it, but a little asterisk and a little caveat is that I think there needs to be somewhat of an investigation when the claims are made, don't you think? Now, when there's a bunch of them, I kind of think that that's hard to orchestrate, and I'm kind of, I believe the women like all the time, but you do have to make sure, do you not?
You do. We're hearing these numbers are from that that taxpayer funded, I'll call it the payoff fund. So you know, we don't know what those details are and what happened in those situations. That was part of the agreement, but I think we can say if someone got paid off by that, that person is probably going to be encouraged to resign.
Okay, so we're ever going to get the names of the slush fund, so to speak, or the hush fund?
You know, we haven't heard all who is that. We've heard a few names, Congressman Fahrenholt in Texas. He hasn't resigned yet, but yet Congressman Joe Barton has. We don't know, but I think we'll have more that come down the line. And then, of course, if Roy Moore wins tomorrow, they've already announced they'll put him under an investigation. So it'll be exciting time.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a word for it, I guess. And you know, Leslie, I don't think this is, sadly, anything new. It's just illuminated now.
No, it's right. You know, everyone has short memories. I think it was back in 2011 when it was Congressman Wiener. And, you know, no one thought he should resign except Republicans. Democrats were saying, oh, he's going to go to rehab. And finally, after 3 weeks and stuff just kept pouring out, he ended his congressional career, but only to run for mayor of New York.
Wow. Okay,
this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, does this cascade from Roy Moore into we can't get him on collusion or obstruction, so can we get Donald Trump on sexual harassment?
I don't think so. I mean, we knew that Donald Trump didn't have any moral high ground. We knew that when we elected him. I think if Trump is toppled, it won't be by the Democrats and sexual harassment. It'll be because of his ego and hot-headed tweets.
Okay. The tweets, you know, nobody can control that. And, again, I'm all for seeing what happens with his policies, but I wish somebody would say, you know what, let me look at that tweet before you send it. You know, come on, man. Let somebody look at it first. Have General Kelly at least read it. Come on. All right, Leslie, people can get your book everywhere.
Hard to understand.
It's just one of those things. He's a New Yorker, and if you get in his kitchen, he's in your kitchen, too. So, Leslie Sorrell, S-O-R-R-E-L-L. The book is titled From Clients to Crooks, An Insider Reveals the Real Washington, D.C. The temperature in Belize today is?
We are freezing here. It is in the low 70s, and I am in winter wear, which means long pants and a long jacket.
I'm not laughing. But
it's normally hot and humid.
Okay, fine. Wonderful for you. Make sure you put the hoodie on because it's cold. Thank you, Leslie.
All right. Bye-bye.
He's Senator Bill Brady. Senator, how are you?
I'm good, Stevie. How are you? Did you have a good Thanksgiving with your family?
Yes, sir, I did. How about you?
I did. And so, looking forward to a good Christmas.
Saw you on a tweet with Erica Herold. I think she could be Attorney General of this state, don't you?
Well, I do, and I think she will be. And I think she'd be a good one for a change.
I'm excited about it.
I think she's focused on... she will be focused on things that have gone... gone without consideration, like government corruption and other things, and I think she'll be good at that job. And she's really receiving a wonderful response. I've been with her at several events around the state. And, I tell you what, no one's working harder than she is,
and I
think she's really, really, really has the skills and the quality we need in that office.
State Senator Bill Brady, you're well aware of all the sexual harassments and assault charges and all the stuff that's happening. Is this something that could happen on the state level? Do you hear anything about this? Because it seems to be the Me Too campaign, which I think is great. The women are coming out and said enough's enough. What's your take on all that?
Well, you know, we had an incident in Chicago. I mean, we're at a hearing where an individual who at the time was a lobbyist claimed that a state senator harassed her. I don't think there's any place where you can take for granted that you're immune from these problems, which is why we've implemented training within our organization for staff and members and others, as well as created a task force. Senator Colton and I created a task force to look into the issue in terms of education, in terms of procedures and so forth. So this is something that cannot continue to exist, and we're going to do everything we can to root it out. It's unfortunate that it's been going on so long without our attention, but we're going to give it the attention it deserves.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the Fox television screen. Apparently a port authority has been evacuated in New York City. Reports of a bomb. Pipe bomb that has gone off there, so we're kind of tracking all that. Boy, every day you wake up, you never know. What's the top thing on the agenda for your state right now, Bill? What is the concern? I know we have a budget now. Some think it's still $1 billion short per year. We still have Speaker Madigan. I think Bruce Rauner is going to be challenged in this election. So, I mean, what's the way forward here for the state to get better?
Well, the jobs. And to do that, we need to balance our budget and put reforms in place, some that are specific to businesses and some that are not, like term limits. You mentioned Speaker Madigan. Term limits are important to the business community. And just recently, we were able to attract and bring a company, Brandt Industries, to the Bloomington Normal area, McLean County, actually in Hudson, a company that's going to create, we hope, upwards of 500 jobs.
Wow.
We're able to do that in spite of some of the negativity, but in my conversations with the family-owned individuals, ownership individuals, there was concerns, as there should be, about the fiscal crisis. The Democrats passed a budget that's $1.5 billion in the red. We still have, and that's with a tax increase, believe it or not. We're worried about next year's budget. If we don't manage it, it could be double that. So there's fiscal concerns that face our state. There are still business concerns. Businesses are concerned about workers' compensation costs and so forth. But we are able to still use some of the wonderful things we have to offer to attract industries like Brandt and Rivian over to our area. The University of Illinois, of course, is one of our shining stars, and that's why a tech center in Chicago is so important for us. Extend the wonderful things that the University of Illinois can do and attract businesses to Chicago, which we know is probably important in landing Amazon in Chicago if we're successful in doing that. So there's a lot of good things we're working on, a lot of good things the governor has accomplished. It doesn't need legislation, but his challenge, our challenge, is trying to pass good legislation that the Democrats can support. I will say we were able to do that in the education reform bill that is historic and I think monumental. But there are still various challenges, and I think there are going to be increasing challenges as we move into this election year, the political ones. But we will continue to navigate our way through an agenda that will move the state forward.
Finally, is the violence in Chicago a state issue or is it a city issue?
I'd like to think that the city can do what it needs to do. But, you know, it's interesting. I was meeting with the mayor last week on various issues, and we both agreed that, you know, cracking down on crime is important in a plan to do that. But you've got to provide a pathway to an alternative, and that's where jobs come back in to play. And that's, you know, I think why the mayor is so interested in helping us create the tech center in Chicago, why he's been interested in Amazon. We're trying to lead the way to bringing Amazon. But you've got to provide an opportunity, and the state plays a big role in bringing economic opportunities to people who may be resorting to crime right now. So cracking down on crime, giving an opportunity, and then going back to developing a workforce. So education comes into that. That's why the plan, the program that Bruce Rauner led the way on and we passed, reforming our educational system, was so important. You know, increasing graduation rates in Chicago is both a local issue and a state issue. So it's a combination, whether it be Chicago or Champaign or Banner or Bloomington Normal or Cairo. It takes a combined collective effort if we want the best outcome.
Talked to a couple of Chicago police guys. I spoke at the State Benevolent Association. I'm a big advocate of police, and they said they don't think Chicago's ever coming back. I mean, I can look in the numbers. It's 3,426 shot as of today in the city of Chicago. Every 2 hours and 24 minutes, somebody's shot, and every 13 hours, somebody's killed. I mean, it's just it's daunting, and yet you're right. It's an evolution. It's a change of everything, but it's just there's no light switch that changes this, which is sad. It really
there's not going to be a lot, Susan. There's got to be a tipping point in education, jobs, and cracking down on crime.
Yeah.
We'll work our way out of this. I'm not giving up on Chicago, just as I wouldn't give up on any part of the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
So I believe we can get there because it's what everyone really wants. We just have to put the energy and the effort into leading the way.
You have a great Christmas and New Year, Senator. It's always fun to chat with you monthly to get kind of the statewide take. I bet you if Mike Madigan had to run statewide, he wouldn't win.
I think you're right. I think that's much of why his daughter chose not to take the challenge of Erica Harold. I think she would have beat him.
Beat her. Yeah, I think so.
Hopefully,
Pat Quinn, though?
People realize
Senator
that
Pat,
by
Pat
voting
Quinn?
For Democrats, you're voting for Mike Madigan.
Pat Quinn for against Erica? Really? Pat Quinn?
That may be the best gift Erica could get for Christmas.
Yeah. Senator, have a great Christmas, New Year. We'll talk to you in 2018.
You too, Stevie. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Happy
to
New
you.
Year's to all your listeners.
You as well. Senator Bill Brady from Bloomington on ESPN 93.5. All right, 7:23. Women win in basketball. The guys lost at Las Vegas. Going to play a little Brett Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
Let me jump in here to the Fox Business Minute, brought to you by local Edward Jones financial advisor Mike Kessel.
And Providence St. Joseph Health. If they merge, the new company would include 191 hospitals in 27 states. Kurt LaBelle of Global Health Investment Fund says there could be some benefits to you in the deal.
Well, I think it can mean a number of things for patients. I think the main concern that folks have with patients is that if there are fewer providers out there, then they'll have fewer choices. But in the long run, what we hope to see is that these consolidations can lead to better pricing overall.
The merger would create the nation's largest hospital business, the title currently held by HCA Healthcare. Today is Green Monday, an online shopping day created by eBay 10 years ago. eBay says it will have new deals every hour. Other sites are joining, including Target, Best Buy, and Walmart. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You wouldn't put us.
And Brad Parks. They've lived here all their lives. Whether you need floor matting, aerosol soaps, pretty soon you're going to need like ice melt. They've got that as well to deliver. CMIClean.com. Keep it local. CMIClean.com. 359-6262.
didn't have to mention the ice melt.
Well, it's there, in case.
Still.
Not that you never need it here in sunny Champaign, Urbana.
Thank you.
All right, it's 7:26 Fighting Illini in Las Vegas on Saturday night late. Game didn't start till 11. I didn't see it till it was like 21-13 UNLV because the silly Alabama-Arizona game went late.
Oh.
I didn't see anything until 21-13. We were down 8. We were down 10, 12, 14, whatever it was, and came all the way back, took the lead, had a 3-point lead in the second half. LaRon Black got hurt. Don't know what. He had kind of a sling, did not play, passed the first half. Obviously, we need LaRon Black. But, boy, I'm telling you what, DeMonte Williams, Trent Frazier, Mark Smith, trio of freshmen, I think you're going to play more and more and more. So the game, I don't know, we lost by 10. I fell asleep. I woke up at 1. I watched the whole thing in 38 minutes. I just fast-forwarded. When I saw them at the free throw line, I didn't want to see it.
That's right.
They have a lottery pick. Their big guy for UNLV is going to go in the top 10 picks of the NBA.
Ah.
So he's a one and done. I mean,
right.
UNLV was pretty good. Number one rebounding team in America, and we out-rebounded them. That shows gut and grit. There is a lot going on with this Illini team I like a lot. So it was about 2 in the morning when reporters like Jeremy Warner and Derek Piper caught up with Brett Underwood.
There's only so much you can do there. I guess we start with fouling. School record. We're tied. But great atmosphere, great game. Got off to a shaky start, fought back. I thought the play of Trent Frazier was unbelievable in the first half. He had 4 turnovers, but he settled us. That group ran offense. It's the first time this year that this team has run and executed really good. I could actually scheme tonight and plan to try to get guys shots and take advantages of some things because we were patient. We've been grinding it and grinding it the last 2 days, but now I've got to figure out how to not commit 8 fouls in the backcourt and have them parade to the line 48 times. And that becomes very challenging to coach. And we harp on it all the time in practice. I've got to do a better job of getting our guys to not do that. It's my responsibility. But 48-15 at the free throw line, on the road, you're not winning. And that is a very talented team. And I was really proud to see Mark Smith step up. DeMonte's been DeMonte. Trent Frazier, it was great to see the ball go in for Mark and Trent. We've been led by AJ and Finke from the three. Now, maybe we get another dimension to our team. Those guys seeing the ball go in a little bit, and especially to do it on the road. But I thought Kipper was really good in the first half. He had 7 rebounds and really kind of controlled things with LaRon's injury and him not a part of the game. So, all in all, I'm frustrated more than anything, but I saw a lot of encouraging things tonight that I have not seen. And then we out-rebounded the best rebounding team in the country. So I'll take the fight that our guys had. Now we've got to learn to start playing a little smarter.
All right, that's Brad Underwood after the UNLV loss, but again, some things he really liked. And we'll see how LaRon Black is. Maybe get an update hopefully soon. They play Wednesday night against Longwood, I think, here at State
Longwood
Farm Center.
Lancers.
7 o'clock on Wednesday. I'll have tickets to give away to that.
Okay.
An ISIS-inspired attack. A device exploded on a subway deck.
Yes.
In New York City this morning.
They have evacuated A, C, and E lines in the Port Authority bus terminal.
Okay.
A few injuries reported, but New York Police Department is tweeting out about it, and they're right on top of it.
Right, and this is to make us afraid of New Year's, I'm sure. Just, I've said before, ISIS can kill us, but they can't make us afraid. And I doubt if New Yorkers are going to, they're going to be aware, but you're not going to change the way we do stuff. Okay, be right back. It's ESPN 93.5. It's Monday. It's December 11, 7:30. Time for the very latest from Fox News.
The
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. An explosion in New York City in the subway near the very busy Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan.
Heavily armed police officers are on the corners here, and the subway station has also been evacuated. What we have heard, which is very preliminary from the NYPD, is one person is in custody, and we were also told that at least one person here on the scene needed aid.
Fox 5 New York's Liz Dahlem. Unpredictable wind gusts are making it harder to get a handle on the largest of six wildfires burning in Southern California. It's burned around 360 square miles.
I think it's clear that this is a very large, challenging, and dynamic incident, so we continue to ask the public to pay attention to the alerts and notices that they receive.
That's Cal Fire Public Information Officer Bill Murphy. Nearly 100,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties in California. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Thanksgiving and Christmas are very much connected in my view. Both are about giving, and today I'd like to offer a challenge. In the run-up from Thanksgiving to Christmas, I'd like you to take a pledge to stay away from negativity and find a person or a family to help. Someone who needs car repairs, a new set of tires, food, gift certificate to a grocery store, toys for their children for Christmas, payment for a heating bill, a furnace repair, whatever the need may be. That's right. Pledge to resist negative thoughts and negative postings on social media and channel all that energy towards compassion and doing something for someone in our community. In essence, you're substituting negativity with compassion. I bet it will improve your mood and make you happier. What do you say? Take the pledge and help a family or a person in our community between now and Christmas. I'm Habib Habib, wishing you a Merry Christmas and holiday season from all of us at BPC and A&R Mechanical. I hope you have a terrific week.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Stugatz.
Giancarlo Stanton gets traded yesterday from the Marlins. Just the optics of this, where you have Major League Baseball approving the sale of the Marlins to Derek Jeter and another person, and it appears that they don't have a lot of money. And you thought it would be a celebratory time down here in South Florida because we finally got rid of Jeffrey Loria and David Sampson, and the fans despised both of those men. And you thought this would be a celebratory time because you thought new owners would come in and no one would operate the way those guys were operating. Yet, Derek Jeter's come in here and pretty much operated the exact same way. You have Derek Jeter trading Giancarlo Stanton, not getting equal value in return. I'm not certain there is equal value. This is a bad look for Jeter. It's a bad look for Rob Manfred. It's a bad look for Major League Baseball. It just felt bad. We don't care about baseball, but that just felt bad because of where he traded Giancarlo Stanton to.
Napa Know-How.
Screwdrivers are like socks. Somehow the one you need is always missing. Lucky for you, Napa has a 26-piece screwdriver set on sale for just $19.99. Get it to replace lost tools or upgrade your current set for your neighbor to borrow and never return. Again, 26 screwdrivers for just $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16, valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Here's your weather brought to you by your friends at Busey. For 150 years next year, Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
We've got a high 48 expected today. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, 20 our low tonight. Up to 29 tomorrow, down to 18. Winds picking up to 25 miles an hour out of the northwest. Clouds expected on Wednesday, high 41, low 24. We're currently at 29. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, winter baseball meetings are going on right now, and we'll see what the Cardinals can do. They're obviously going to need some stuff. They did not get Giancarlo Stanton. He went to the Yankees, whatever. But they do need something. They're working reportedly on maybe some other stuff with this Ozuna and Yelich for the Marlins. And Manny Machado jumped into the frame on the rumor mill that the Cardinals could be willing to go after this all-star third baseman for the Baltimore Orioles, who has one more year left of chump change, $5 million a year, and then he's going to get a bunch. So will the Cardinals delve that direction? They're trying, man. I will give them that. They're trying. All right, 7:36. Should we shelve that job search till January? Certified job search strategist, credentialed by the National Association of Job Search Professionals, the job search guy, Sherrick Gunny. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Live from Houston, Texas. Good to have you. Okay, job search guy. Things are better, aren't they, as far as getting work?
Absolutely. Things are always looking good when you're looking for a job and you're summoning your inner salesperson.
And you're what?
Summoning your inner salesperson.
Yeah, there you go. All right, all right. So the keys to presenting yourself in a light to where people say, I've got to have this person.
Well, you've got to set yourself apart from the crowd. You have to make sure that you fit well with the job description. But not only that, but you excel every aspect of the job description. The best way to excel at any job interview or in the mind of a hiring manager is making sure you sell yourself properly.
And what would you recommend me doing regarding that? Do you have to grab a little self-confidence? Because sometimes you don't have much.
And that's right. The number one key is to summon the inner salesperson. Read a few books on how to sell, learn some sales strategy and some sales tactics. And I know it sounds terrible, but job search candidates really need to be encouraged to learn how to sell your product in the hiring cycle. Because the hiring cycle is nothing more than a sales game. Your product and the hiring manager is the customer. If you're able to speak to your strengths properly, then the hiring manager will pay attention.
Shouldn't we all, as prospective people looking for work, be careful what we say on social media because it's out there forever, Sherrick?
62% of hiring managers this past year have consulted Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram to see if you are a worthy candidate. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Whenever you post on social media, either keep it great or keep it private.
Yeah, right. Because I do this, I mean, and from my perspective, you know what I like to really impresses me is somebody who has a clue as to what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right on that.
So do a little homework. And also, you know what else I want to hear? I want to hear about how they're going to make us better. I don't want to hear.
I don't
want to have to go through the litany of what benefits I'm giving them.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to tell me how they're going to make us better.
You know, and that's a great perspective because candidates really need to put themselves in the shoes of the hiring manager or the department manager because the company is not hiring the candidate for the candidate's benefit. They're hiring for the company's benefit. So the candidate really has to see it from the perspective of the hiring manager.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Integrity, you have to be hungry, and you have to have a positive mental outlook on life. Those are my three requirements, Sherrick. That's all I'm looking for. And then we can train people, but you have to have the person, because negative and positive energy are real deals, and we don't have time to sit. You can't tiptoe around an office because so-and-so's in a bad mood.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. You have to have passion. You absolutely have to have passion. And it needs to come out in your interview and your entire job search. The hiring manager better know you're passionate for what you're looking for, because the next candidate surely is.
Yep. Okay. Sherrick Gunny, how do they find you online, Sherrick?
TheJobSearchGuide.com.
Okay.
Well, that's easy, isn't it? The Job Search Guide.
Absolutely.
Now, are you like a Astros fan?
Absolutely, of course. You know, we just took everything.
Well, I'm just in Game 7 in L.A., you had to have doubts, didn't you?
No, not at all.
All right.
You know, we went through Harvey. We went through some difficult times this year. We knew God was on our side this year.
Well, it was Houston Astros time. They'd never done it. They did it. They're going to be good for a while. And by the way, how good is Jose Altuve? Come on, man. He's 5 foot five. That's amazing. I mean, no, really. He was standing next to, what was it, some photo thing of, I guess, J.J. Watt, and he goes up to his belt. It's just unbelievable how good of a hitter Jose Altuve is. I think he might be the best hitter in baseball. Huh. I mean, he's that good.
It's all about passion, not just in baseball, but in jobsters and everything. It's about the passion that will get you there.
That and good eye hand, man. He can do it. That guy's amazing. Hey, listen, nice meeting you. The job search guy. .com, Sherrick Gunny. Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
All right. Yeah, you know, when you look for work, you've just got to sell yourself. He's absolutely right. But you also should not say, dear employer.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't do anything.
When you're sitting in that seat across from the desk, you need to know a little bit about the company.
The more you know, the more impressive it is. And the more you say, how can I have some ideas how to make you better, and then have a clue. Because that's going to impress you. It'll set you aside. And then come in with some energy.
Mm-hmm.
And come in with some eye contact and some interview skills.
Yeah.
And some people skills.
Exactly.
Because believe it or not, when you say people skills, that was like, okay, well, everybody has. Not anymore.
And if you are going to look at your phone for some notes, maybe you should clarify that to the person interviewing you, too. So they don't think, okay, they're looking at their phone. They're bored with what I'm saying.
And if you have posted something or lost your job because of a post, good luck to you. Because people generally don't want to goof around with that.
Right.
They just don't want to. If somebody got fired because they did a mean tweet about their boss and they actually got fired for it, that's a hard thing to erase. Just don't push send. Write it out and don't push send if that makes you feel better.
One thing I need to do is kind of clean up all of that. Here we are towards the end of the year and just, you know, sharpen up your skills on the social media and anything that was out there later that could be deleted, you know, just clean it up.
Don't tweet angry ever, 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 ever. Because those, again, they just don't go away. People screenshot them. You can remove them, but they'll be there.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah, I've
the screenshot option.
I've done that at football games where I've typed something out and have them pushed in because I know a lot of these football players. I said, that's no good. That's not, what, I'm just frustrated like everybody else. Believe me, you know how frustrated they are to lose 10 in a row?
That's true.
Financial success in 2018 begins today. Now's the time to organize and plan your financial future. A few tips from your good friends at Busey Wealth Management. Tax planning. Maximize tax deductions across the board. Plan your tax strategy for 2018. If you're self-employed, there are business expenses that can be deducted. Charitable contributions. Charitable giving can benefit your overall financial plan. College planning. You have a range of opportunities for these 529 plans. Retirement planning. You need to evaluate when you're going to be able to retire. And wealth transfer. Effective estate planning can help preserve your assets, reduce taxes paid by your heirs, and unlock opportunity for future generations. Start year-end planning today with experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management and get and stay financially fit through 2018 and beyond. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value, no bank guarantee.
They've got their sesquicentennial coming up in 18, right?
Next year.
Nice.
150. 1 year after the University of Illinois started with their block of buildings and horses and mud.
Mm-hmm.
Busey opened their first drive-thru for the horse and buggy.
That's right.
Not sure they had a drive-thru. Nobody thought of that yet, but it's amazing. Sports headlines coming up.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. 2018 will be the 50th year of the Boys and Girls Club making a positive impact on the lives of youth in our community. As we start the next 50 years, you can help us impact the lives of the kids and families that come through our doors. The holiday season is a time of giving. Giving to the club will help provide the people, facilities, and other resources needed to open doors to a brighter future for kids who need us most. As you think about your holiday giving plans, I hope you will choose to help open doors for the kids here at the Boys and Girls Club. Your help will give a kid a safe place to come after school for homework help, participate in activities that encourage positive character and values, spend time with a positive adult, or just have fun. Help us begin the next 50 years at Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. Visit our website at dmbgc.org or call us at 355-KIDS. What door would you open for kids today?
Man, oh man, oh man. Harry Black and Austin Birkeland, bittersweet. Philadelphia wrapped up their division and lost their quarterback. I'm telling you, it's just hard to keep healthy. Carson Wentz, I think, tore his ACL.
Uh-oh.
That's brutal. That's a shame because Philadelphia, clearly, I think they could beat New England. I mean, well, it'd be a good game.
New England's in action tonight against Miami.
Yeah. Check your sports headlines now, but Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz, MRI this morning. Nobody wants to see star quarterbacks coming back. By the way, Aaron Rodgers will be back this week.
Okay.
Packers survived, but what else do we have in sports?
Well, Pittsburgh beat Baltimore in the late game, 39-38. That was a tight one. Bills over the Colts, 13-7. Was that the whiteout game?
Yep, that's the whiteout game.
Oh, my goodness.
Couldn't see. In fact, when you call to play from the sidelines, quarterbacks, I mean, they have the earpieces still, so they can talk to them in the helmet, but it wasn't much communication
yeah.
as far as waving and stuff. It was a blizzard. Wow.
And the Bears win.
Yeah.
33-7 over Cincinnati.
And the Bears and Bulls have now combined for a sterling 9 wins because the Bulls are up to 5 now. The Bears
wow.
have 4. So.
Bulls will host Boston Celtics tonight.
Nope.
Yesterday, the Pacers over the Nuggets won 26-116 in overtime. Victor Oladipo took command of that game with 47 points.
Wow.
Speaking of basketball, Illinois over Detroit Mercy. The ladies are at 8-4 on the season. 73-65 was the final. They'll take finals this week now and then face Austin Peay Saturday the 16th. Big Ten action last night had Purdue over IUPUI. That final was 86-61. Iowa over Southern 91-60. And of course, we already heard UNLV over Illinois 89-82 at late game Saturday night / Sunday morning.
What's the final?
89-82.
Okay.
And then 36 fouls was what was trending
and
out of that.
They had 18 called on UNLV and 36 called on us. But think about it. Brad Underwood's coming in. You've got to do X, Y, Z on defense. You got to ratchet this, turn it up probably higher than you've ever had to go on the energy level where you don't play. And so it's going to take a little time to adapt to not making silly fouls when you're going a 10 on your energy because you've never played that hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're going to get better. And there's some moments that we just look, yikes, good. Listen, I don't know if we're going to make the NCAA tournament. I mean, it'd be challenging. But we're not going to be any good. I mean, nobody's going to want to play us. It's going to be one of those, ugh, because you're going to be pressed. And we're going to push all the buttons. It's going to be uncomfortable for you.
Well, I think one of the factors is you're playing a game between 11 and 2 in the morning.
Well, yeah, there's that.
I mean, your clock is definitely off or something like that.
We played, again, we fouled a lot. But there's some stuff. I see a really cool way to play basketball. And I think Brand Underwood will get her done. It just take a little time. We're in a process right now. But it's going to be great. I'm telling you, this is fun. The way we pressure the ball, the way we move it up and down, when the ball goes in the hoop, it's incredible. So there's that.
Blackhawks had 3 third-period goals to beat Arizona 3-1 yesterday. Corey Crawford is back. He had 31 saves. St. Louis Blues over Buffalo in overtime. 3-2 was the final.
Okay, we've arrested somebody, a suspect, Port Authority mm-hmm. explosion, like a pipe bomb or something on one of the subway decks. Somebody had to be treated. Other than that, this is kind of a message. They have the person in custody. They've already said it's ISIS. Again, this is, I'm sure, to set the table for fear for your New Year's. That's all this is.
Port Authority Transportation Hub, where buses and trains operate from the west side of Midtown Manhattan, detonated a pipe bomb in a passageway below the ground at Port Authority.
All right. Here's your weather brought to you by Flooring Services. You need some flooring, whether it be tile or carpeting, whatever it is. They're locally owned and operated. They just installed in my house, and it's a 5 out of 5 stars, the kind of work ethic. Flooring Services, where the world is at your feet.
The chance of precipitation to slight morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Today's high up to 48, down to 20 this evening. And then cooler tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy as things change up a bit. Northwesterly gusts up to 25 miles per hour, high 29, low 18. If you have those lawn ornaments with Santa waving, might want to tuck them in tomorrow. Oof. Mostly cloudy, high 41, low 23, midweek Wednesday. We're currently at 29 on ESPN 93.5.
Need to say a prayer for the wildfires in California. Now,
yes.
Now the fifth worst of all time. They've lost so much.
With the winds, they just can't get them out.
It's flying fire. The embers fly, and it's dry. And Jerry Brown blamed climate change. Okay, that's fine. But the problem is right now, I don't know how you contain it. And Santa Barbara now under alert. This is north of Los Angeles.
50,000 acres now affected by this.
That is unbelievable. So the wildfires continue. The winds are whipping around at hurricane force at times. What? Santa Ana gets that high? Just horrific to see. Everything's gone. I mean, it's just this incredible force. And the incredible intensity of the heat, it doesn't take long, and everything. We see a little bit of brick chimneys left. That's about it.
The state has spent more than $34 million on efforts to suppress the Thomas Fire. It looks like 5,000 out of Santa Barbara now being evacuated.
Yeah, it's just, again, you get your loved ones, your pets, a few items, and get the heck out of there. All right, 752, had never been involved in Market in the Square. And Benjamin's Ring Wing, I mentioned it a week ago, this flying catchable glider, he sold out all he had to sell on Saturday at Market in the Square. We had a good time, good crowd there.
Yeah, 8-1 on Saturday.
Yeah.
And that happens, so, you know, during the winter months.
Lots of cool gift ideas. We were sitting next to a very nice couple who sell beef jerky, and we were kind of making a commotion because we were tossing these little gliders, and kids were kind of gravitating toward it, and everybody was intrigued by this flying machine that Benjamin invented. And it was fun. We were up till 4 a.m. making planes, or I should say he was, because some of those final things you can't really help him with. He's got to kind of put them together. But we were up there, and Janet and I were his staff, and we're there, you know, till we ran out of inventory, and then kind of packed it up about noon.
Okay.
But it was fun. If you need an idea, this week I know sold out, Market in the Square, Lincoln Square, and then one more before Christmas. But there's some really cool ideas and unusual. Some of these things, a guy back of us selling mushrooms.
Yeah.
Guy down had melted some glass jars. He'd melted them to make little, like, ashtrays or what?
Coasters or something?
Yeah, really unique.
Okay.
You're just not
going
to find some of this stuff. Anyway, fun if you want to go to Market in the Square. 8-1 Saturdays in Lincoln Square. Then it's Market at the Square when it's outside.
That's right.
But Saul Parrish, she does a great job, and all the good people there. But, yeah, it was fun working the booth.
And then your mom's birthday yesterday.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Margaret's so sweet.
Yep, 29.
Hope she lives a blessed and full new year of life.
Well, thank you. And, she, you know, we had a little lunch for her, and we had talked stories. I asked her the first birthday she remembered, and get into some family stuff. Her mom died. This is another thing, and I talked about my mom on Friday. Kind of a tribute. I talked quite a while about her, but she, you know, her mom died on Christmas Day when I was a baby, and she never reflected that sorrow ever on Christmas Day. She looked at it as, you know, a good thing of a reunion with family that my grandmother would have been reunited with. My mom took that perspective versus loss. She looked at his gain.
Okay.
When my dad died, he died on my Aunt Martha's birthday, and mom thought there's a birthday party, and, you know, it's a good day to go.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a, but my mom never, ever, because her mom was 59 when she died of a stroke. And it was Christmas Day, and she, and again, growing up, we always had happy Christmases, great Christmas, never, ever. And that's a tribute to her, to not get real down about that.
So that's why I think one of the reasons she says she's 29, because her mom was alive and all four of her kids were born. You know, my mom's mom had this grit. She couldn't drive, and her husband, Albert Miles, didn't want to teach her. So she went and found a person, paid him money, teach her to drive so she could drive to see me when I was a baby by herself with no interstates.
I see.
That's who she was.
Okay.
And she died 5 months after that. So anyway, yeah, we had a great birthday party for my mom. It was awesome. And it's a busy weekend, but a great weekend. And I don't know where you are, but 2 weeks from today is Christmas.
Yes.
I need to be wrapping it up.
Yeah.
It is awful going into the 23rd without a present. So why don't you focus on that today?
Right.
Buy what you're going to buy. Get it wrapped. It's so much better.
I got the girls' list yesterday. I just need to handle it better. Last year I was like, you pick out stuff and then give it to me and I'll wrap it for you. And that's no fun.
That's not as fun if you can do it the other way. But it's also
but at least they get what they want.
Well, they'll get they will. But yeah, right. But do it before. I think I'm in pretty good shape. Not complete, but better than I've been there. It's just awful. When it's too late,
it's too much panic
mode. It's no fun because it's too and then to find something people like, just keep at it. Try and shop local if you can.
Agreed.
Okay, this portion of our show brought to you by Honda BMW in Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW Champaign, corner of Neal and Burwash Savoy, or drivechampaign.com online. DriveChampaign.com. Fox News next. Very latest on this explosion confirmed near Times Square this morning. One person in custody. One person needed treatment. Other than that, it looks to be okay. But again, everybody's everywhere around there because anything that goes boom, particularly in New York, we are all glued and watching the story to make sure. I'm positive this is ISIS inspired. They already know that. And again, it's going to cause, because ISIS has already threatened our New Year's celebration in New York. They've already said it's going to be bad. So the point is to scare us for that, I presume. All right, Fox, coming up, 7:57.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. What will you